Thank you very much. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
We are in a book launch, and when we are in a book launch, we need to see faces that are smiling all through, because this is an intellectual work. So I'm saying one small good evening to everybody.
Good evening.
A very big congratulations to all of you who have made it, keeping off some of your very busy schedules to be here in your different regalia. You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Beautiful. As we are here to get into the in-depth of matter of a book written by someone. Someone this day, the 18th of July. The book I'm going to get into review and maybe take part of critic is very interesting. So may you lend your ears and let's move on. We're looking at a book titled The Black Book Doctrine. You would have it all outside, and each and everyone here might be able to go home with one. And this book has been written, as you heard, by Dr. Nda Grimald. Now, what's really in this book? I would say honestly that it was just a fortnight that I got into this book. And you need to be very or highly intelligent to be able to read a book and bring forth knowledge to an audience in a lunch. So I spent my time the whole night reading. And I found myself falling asleep at about 4 a.m. this morning. Quite interesting to get into what young Cameroonians can really do. Now the book, illustratively, is a book titled The Black Doctrine. Now, if we have to look at everyone in this auditorium this evening, everybody looks black or maybe brown, coming from Mother Earth, Africa. And you need to be very proud to be called an African. Very proud to have the melanina that is your skin color. Not only skin color, but intelligence. It's inborn in both the men and the women in Africa. We learned years back how queen mothers and beautiful princesses, they led warriors to war in Africa. We learned about that. Amongst us today, we have students who are in history, who are in communication, who are in geography. And it is high time Africa, more especially Cameroon, comes out of the shell we've been enclosed for more than 2,000 years. So this book is a good book. It will be a good thing to get a copy after listening to what we're going to drill you. Not only getting a copy, try to make it a habit. In Africa, we always give out gifts from our chieftaincies, courtrooms, from the mother's kitchen, aunties and uncles' barns. We always give out. So you can also get a copy, give out to a young one, so that he or she start learning exactly what dark, black, brown really is. Also give it out to colleagues, giving out to couples, so that the background training of the young Cameroonian and far-fetched young Africans. In our midst here, we have someone who just read brilliantly the biography of Dr. Nda. He's from Uganda, and Ugandans are very black, blacker than Cameroonians. But with high aspects of intelligence. So here we are with this great inspiration taken from a son. I call him my son, my colleague, because I got him into teaching in the Sianta University, of which I served for 30 years, and I'm on retirement now. And it's much more relaxed. And when he got to me a fortnight ago and said, "Doctor, I would like you to be the one to do my critic review," I said, "How come? Why? We're not friends. We're not friends. And he said, "Oh, I was hoping to get someone else, and he's away. Out of the country. So please, please do it for me." So here am I. I've had a sleepless night. I'm not very well. But the brilliancy of my background makes it possible for me to talk to an audience that is ready to listen, an audience that is ready to portray exactly what the character mind of the new Africa is. So I am very glad some of you are seeing me for the first time. I'm also seeing you for the first time. But here we come together to be united in the spirit of intelligence through a book called The Black Book. The Black Book Doctrine. What is a doctrine? A doctrine is a belief. You could get it from him because Dr. Nda has a spiritual background, you know, from the Catholics. He's a baptized Catholic, a prone Catholic. So that's why I think he had to stick on the main idea, the Black Book Doctrine. And in this book, in the doctrinal, it therefore means that he is trying to make us understand the deep beliefs in depth, the deep beliefs of what his vision has carried him into, what his vision has made him to dream about. He's coming a long way. We're hearing he's a scholar. It never means he's in and out of research, meaning he's there to ask questions all the time. Now, if we are Cameroonians for the new era, we need to change our styles. We need to try to get into the inspired aspect of our cultures, the inspired aspect of this psychosociological aspect in Cameroon, and far more the spirituality in which we do belong. So this doctrine that he's trying to bring to us, my dear brothers and sisters, and the College of Intelligence gathered here, is that Mr. Nda, or Dr. Nda, I'm sorry, has decided to get us through a manipulative mind. The book is not that voluminous, but it carries up to 156 pages, and it carries a lot. It carries a lot for those who are researchers. They will find themselves fitting in. Now we move on to what really boosts an idea of a young researcher to talk about black people. We all come, in Cameroon we have almost 350 ethnic groups, and each and every one speaks from where he or she comes from. He is coming from the northwest region in Cameroon. I am coming from the southwest region of Cameroon. He is black. I am fair. So what's the connection? But indeed, there is an intelligent booster that regains the minds to come together when we move out of emotional distraction. When we move out of emotional distraction, it therefore means that we are trying to stick to culture, we are trying to stick to spirituality, we are trying to stick to our psychosociological environment and aspects. It therefore means that we are true born of the black race. He did it so well in that the black book doctrine took me into a discovery of the ancient discoveries of ancient Egypt. He had to dwell in that. He had to explain a lot of that. Then I looked at it and I said, he's blending a lot. He's blending the church, he's blending tradition, and he's blending government in simpler terms. Church, white church, in his beliefs, he believes strongly that without God, the G-O-D, without God, you cannot make it. And Africans, without the God they believed, they made it. And 2,500 years ago, they are still making it, even in slavery. So he brings the aspect of the New Testament, where he talks about the book of Matthew, the book of 1 John, the book of Isaiah, the book of Ephesians. He tries to get us into that phenomenal aspect of the God divine. Africa had the God divine that they believed in. And he moves out of spirituality. He moves out of spirituality and tries to get into religion. He tries to get into religion. In the spirituality aspect, when he takes us right back to our roots, our ancestors, he makes it in a possible aspect where the young Africans of today will do everything to try to regain and restore the Renaissance mind, the strength, the revival of who? A real African man, young boy, young man, muscular, and the African beauties, how elegantly they stood. These are things that he dreamt up fully. He put it down in writing and decided to make the African woman believe strongly of herself and himself. The respect of elders, the respect of the home, the respect of chieftaincy. He blended all of this in the spirituality aspect. So he believes that there's going to be a restoration. Who is going to take over? Who is going to be the leader? Who amongst us, who amongst Africans can lead with exactly what Dr. Ndai is dreaming? He's dreaming of a new Africa. The Africa that comes out of a bloom. The Africa that keeps directly to its beliefs. He moves on very fervently on religion. And on the religious aspect, as I said, he gave us a lot of quotes. He gave us a lot of quotes. So when we look at the dimension or the synopsis of what he has written, we will see that he blended his book, the book titled The Black Book Doctrine. He had to build it up in three aspects, where you have religion, you have the spirituality aspect, and then you had the psychological or sociological aspect of the government. Now, when we have to look at all of this, he emphasizes more on leadership. Why? I had to ask a lot of questions. This is a young, thriving politician coming up, and he's getting into the African race. What does he really want us to understand in his writings? When you have to look at his writings also, very simple. They're all paragraphic. He used the paragraphic method. And his quotes are very simple for each and everyone to understand, provided you can read. Then I said, this is something. This is something. He's talking more of leadership, and he is emphasizing on pure leadership. Pure leadership. Now, when we talk about pure leadership, it therefore means that under spirituality, going right back to the Marx design, to the Kemets, to the Pharaohs, and all those who were in Egypt, you could still understand that the African, the black that we all are, forget about my color, I'm black inside, you will understand that indeed knowledge was gotten from Egypt. Then we had imperialists, colonialists, neo-colonialists that came forth, and they came forth with other ideas. They came forth in strangulation. They came forth with hatred, with jealousy. They showed this to the mat, which is our mother earth, Africa. Dr. Nda tries to stretch us to that. He makes us understand that we need to go back to the African spirituality, keeping the African religion, and also blending it to our governments if we want to be a better leader in Africa or in Cameroon, precisely. Most of us here are Cameroonians, and we all have different skills. We need to make sure our skills are outspoken. And if we don't put things down in writing like Dr. Nda has done, we will be missing a lot. Because in his research, he mentioned that there was a period in the Kemet Africa when knowledge was lost, knowledge was burnt, knowledge was destroyed. And the black mind was coveted. The black mind was diverted to another science. And we decided to follow that science. We thought that was what was good. We thought that was what would make us prosper. But in our main spirituality, Dr. Nda insists that is where truth lies. If you are a black African, you need to make sure that you believe in not just the Ten Commandments that have been given to us now, but we used to have other commandments. That's the doctrina that was laid down by Mother Africa. Do we know them? If you don't go to school to get to his heights, you wouldn't know. I just discovered some things in this book. I was never taught about it. So it takes us a responsibility to be able to understand what does this young doctor, this researcher, wants us to know. There is something boiling in him. He wrote this book in 13 sections only. And within the 13 sections, we have 400 paragraphs. It's voluminous. If I have to sit again on this book to redo a review and a much more proper critic, mine will become 350 pages. Because I would be relearning, and it goes the same to students that we might have in the hall here, that the learning aspect is a daily and hourly thing in the human mind. Mankind, especially Africa, has been distorted. In Dr. Dare's paragraphic style, he brought out events. He could explain to you where a particular issue took place. He is capable of identifying people of 276 BC. It therefore means Africa has come a long way before Christ. Some people don't know about that. We're looking at the modern era of Africa. No! The black Africa is richer than what we have today. Richer in the sense that people, tribes, are very nomadic. They're moving from one place to the other. And the discoveries of different intelligence is being recorded from a particular chieftaincy to another chieftaincy to the intelligentsias of state universities and more. Dr. Ndai looks at it in a very liberal mind, and in the aspect of his liberal mind, he gets into neocolonialism. Most writers, historians, would not really like to talk about neocolonialism, but they're politicians in the hall. And neocolonialism is what has destroyed Africa. It came in, it brought us two notions of knowledge in the religion, which is you can be a Muslim or you can be a Christian. And when they brought this, they distorted what the Kanat or the KMT or the MAT had put in place. And Dr. Ndao makes us understand that Cameroonians especially should start dreaming. They should start dreaming to walk out of the wrong ideal that had been presented to us. If you are black, you need to be that human being that speaks the truth. That human being that is not corruptive. That human being that doesn't hate your brother, your brother's children, your sister's children. That human being that is highly recommended by the village. What do you do? Or what are you doing? Or what have you done for your village? What are you thinking to do? They told us witchcraft is four in the villages. So the children born like him in the early 1990s, they don't know their villages. Why? Because most aristocrats of the bold thought decided to make a generation or generations lose power, lose strength of who they really are. Boys would want to compete with what is not really African. So here comes Dr. Ndare addressing the African nation because he's a Pan-Africanist, and he's trying to make us understand very well that indeed we can do a lot in uniting the mind that has been distorted. The hate, the craftiness, the violence. He makes mention that at a particular point in time, he was not born, maybe his father or his father's father, you could leave a goat outside for a month, months, years, you're going to be there feeding, moving from one house to the other. But your neighbor knows that that goat belongs to Mr. B. All that goat belonged to Mama Sow. The goat was not stolen. But what do we have today? What do we have today? Psychologically, we have been drained. He gets deeply into it, saying that no one has confidence of the other. As we are sitting in this hall, if you turn around and look at your friend on the left side, on the right side, you don't have confidence of whoever is sitting by you. You're sitting in fear. You're sitting in fear. We're all inside this foundation, we are in fear. And he says, we shouldn't be in fear if we are really black. We should keep to our beliefs. So, he made also mentioned, I really liked when I saw it, when he mentioned about the cardinal, late cardinal Toomey, and some young university boys and girls, they heard there was a cardinal. They don't even know the role of a cardinal. They learned he died. They don't know where he died. And that's it. And you have a researcher coming up in a book trying to make it known. It is written, it lives, that we had intellectuals that could groom what was lost, even in the church. You could see, according to what he's written in his book, that the church in the late 2000 or in the early 2000, I think he was talking more of the Catholic Church, and he said the Catholic Church has changed in the manner in which they try to serve. That could be true, because intelligence is growing very fast, and the black doctrine is now being showcased because of the internet, because of its time. In the church, he decries that there were attitudes that were not allowed in the church at a particular time. People didn't carry Bibles along with them. They just got to church and they learned what the priest had to say, and that was done at that time. But things had to change when they realized the Catholic Church. It took them so many years for the Catholic Church to understand that indeed culture, tradition, blending them together makes the black African the real man or the real woman. He goes further to try to depict other writers that have made names in Africa. You could call them Pan-Africanists, but you need to know the differentiation of how these Pan-Africanists really matter for Africa. He talked about Kwame Nkrumah of Ghana. What really did he have to do, and why is that Ghana, till date, is slumbering? Ghana, HIV positive, 78%. But they had a leader who spoke his mind. So Dr. Nda makes us understand that we had these leaders who inspired he himself and who did inspire Cameroon, not only Cameroon, and did inspire Africa. He went further in doing research, in seeing exactly what Julius Nyerere, I also read about Julius Nyerere when I was doing my research, and he brought forth quotes on Julius Nyerere. Some young Cameroonians were asking, who is Julius Nyerere? What am I supposed to do with Julius Nyerere? There are things, I have so many things to do with this Cameroonian. These guys are going to write things that are out of date. But no, for you to be that black who lives in a community, you need to be able to know in Cameroon who are those who rang the bell in keeping character, mind, intellect of the black race, the black tribe. We had writers, so many writers. In Nigeria, you had Chinua Achebe. He wrote a lot. In Cameroon, we have them. We have Mongo Betty. He wrote a lot. There's so many. And here comes Dr. Nda, wanting us to understand the goodwill of reading. Cameroonians don't read anymore. Telephone, 500 francs, data. You're gone. And what are they looking at? Picture, dancing, TikTok. I'm sorry? A lot of distraction. The youths don't care anymore. We have lost the realm of respect, says Dr. Nda. We've lost men and women who are versed. We have senators, we have deputies, we have ministers who have lost the notion. Why? Because they are not practicing what the Bible says. He takes us to understand that, just like Joseph, the Bible is real. And you can become a leader that is not corrupt. You can become a leader that respects hierarchy. So this doctrine of the black mind is so interesting. So interesting. In the area where I come from, put it 20 years ago, until maybe yesterday, the chiefs in my area, who cares, your chief, so what? Who brought in such ideals? The Konole masters. They made us look at our chiefs in my area as really nobodies. You could sit in a bar, buy a bottle of beer and share with your chief, and afterwards you tap him at the back, say, okay, chief, see you. You can decide when it's really hot to bring the chief and you make a bowl of garri, a little bit of groundnut, coconut crush. I said, chief, take your own spoon now. Let's eat together. Wrong principles. I grew up with that. But just, when I say just, it's because it's knocking at the door in the southwest region. The chiefs are coming up with a regalia that they merit. If you are chosen to be a leader in your community, you need to be who you are. You need to be who you are. The respect becomes mutual. You and the components that call you chief. We need to go back into trying to look at how to educate our children in what to eat, says the writer. Today, the women are here in a good number. They've all prepared spaghetti, dished it out to the easy cooking, spaghetti, bread and chocolate, tea, for a three-year-old child, young black Cameroonian, you give tea, the place is not cold, even in Chan. They shouldn't drink tea. They have what they had to take in the mornings. And then they said, no, we are in a very busy world now. This world that we're seeing had never been busier than when the Max was trying to put down rules and regulations, the belief, the doctrine. So Dr. Nda took me to a length that I am very grateful. I had to open books last night, and I tried to do the analytical. I tried to get into his vision, and I said, this is good. Because it is good, I will come here and try to do a critic. And that's what I'm trying to do. My dear audience, we need to cheer this young man, this young writer. He made it possible for us to have this book in French and English. And he asked me and said, Doctor, can you do it in French? I said, who? I never went to a French school. I speak French because everybody around me speaks French. But I am not an educated French-speaking lecturer. So I might, he said, no, you're good. I said, no, I can't try it in French. I will do it in English in the most simpler manner in which I can, so that people who are not interested in reading, we're here trying to express out a vision that a researcher has brought down in writing, published, and even in the hall, not everybody's interested. Some might be on their phones, trying to make a call, trying to say, I'm seeing one that's here, one woman is talking things that I don't even understand. It does happen in reality. In reality. Ministers are having meetings. Employees are sitting. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. But this is a young man who is trying to bring us back to our roots. And he's making it very clear. I have tried to get it a little bit out of his scope, but saying that, bringing it a little bit simpler. We need to go back to our spirituality. We need to go back in the religion. The religion is that the Bible came, we already had our Bible. Africa already had our Bibles. And people were being trained in every courtyard. You had, you know, the people of the Northwest and the people of the Western regions in Cameroon, like those of the known Western region, the Northwest region, they are properly organized. Now that they are properly organized, it therefore means that the boys and girls who are going to school need to come forth with the intellectual aspect of not draining what the colonialists did, but trying to bring in new aspects that have a relation with Mother Earth, with what was in Egypt, with what started. Can you imagine that the first discovery of medicine, curable medicine, curable, meaning somebody can cut leaves and use other means and treat almost 200 people. They get well, they're active for years. Only Africa did it. China is just coming at the back. Only Africa did it. Boys and girls are studying medicine in the colonial educational curricula. 9 years, 13 years, 14 years to become a medical doctor. They still come out and get you worse in illness than you were before. So we have a problem here. We have a problem. And Dr. Nda is trying to make us understand what is wrong. Why is it that governments, things are not working? Why? He's doing it in the way he's seeing it, in his way. And all of us here, we can share with that or not share with it, agree or not agree. Everybody is free. But remember that even though you are free, you have to understand that being black, you're a leader. Being black, you are a leader. Whether you have gone to school
or you have not gone to school, you are a leader. There are so many components that build up the black man, the black intelligence. I read it with my former lecturer, late Dr. Fonlon. And he used to tell me, he said, "You, this white girl, come here." He said, "You're intelligent. You're quite intelligent. What did you just say? I heard you." I said, "No, no, sir, it's not me. No, sir, it's not me." He said, "You call me sir? I am doctor." I said, "Okay, doctor." Now, people don't know the differences why we have to go to school, and after coming out of school, you have a title. They carry titles all over the place, filling rooms that we call offices. But in the black Africa, offices were never there. People had to sit under oak trees and design a government, and design a thought, and design exactly what can carry us further. This is exactly what Dr. Ndah is trying to drill us in this lovely pen down articles and quotes that he has put forth. So I pray that we all, as leaders, we should bear in mind we are in the electronic era. It is not strange. The electronic era had been around more than 70,000 years back. It had been around where the black Africa didn't need a telephone. You didn't need to call somebody on phone. All you just need to do is concentrate. Think about the individual, and the message is gotten. How do you build that up now? You can't build it up now because all this spaghetti has blocked the brains, chocolate, and the way we eat milk, it has blocked everything. We can't even see through. Young boys are getting frustrated. They design themselves for suicide. They say, "We don't have a way. There's nothing." People are so depressed. Meanwhile, if you are built up in the black norm, you sit in your house, and you say, "I want to travel to Limbe." Yaounde Limbe is 6 hours. The black African, the real black African, gets to Limbe in 2 hours using the spirit. The spirit moves faster. We have to get back to this, to teach the young ones, as Dr. Ndah is making us to understand, that indeed, this is a vision that needs to, we need to have other writers that have to come up, you know, team up with Dr. Ndah and come out with better writings, much more in-depth. Because when I looked at it, I have underlined a lot of things. I said, "This is wonderful. This is wonderful." I am very grateful to stand by a Pan-Africanist to do a review of his work. I am not a political woman. No. Me, I am of the church. Ask me which church. So I handle the religion and I handle the spirituality. Get into my dimension and you'll be a different black woman, different black man. Don't only sit on one spot. I'm not a pastor. I walk in dimensions. Intellectual dimension of spirituality and intellectual dimensions of the Bible. That is religion. I move in that sphere. So you can also do that to help the economy in which we are living. Dr. Ndah is talking about leadership. In the near future, Cameroon is going to go on voting. I was told he's a secretary of the SDF. Of SDF. What is SDF? Okay. That's lovely to be a politician. That's nice. So my
brothers and sisters, if we have some political gurus in here, I just want to plead your indulgence to say that it is time to rethink it on the right side. Now, if we are to think it on the right side, what are you about to think when one of yours has written a book talking about the doctrine? The doctriner only means being truthful. Being truthful. Being who you are. Being as simple as you could be. Be obedient. Be serviceable. Is that what you're preparing for Cameroon in the near future?
SDF.
SDF. The Black Book Doctrine will haunt you. It will haunt you if you don't bring to Cameroonians on their table what we need. Cameroon is an emerging country. It's an emerging country in the Central African Basin. And they're all looking at us. They're all looking at us. You heard when his biography was being read. Boy, that's big. And you could hear from the reader, who is Ugandan, who tells us he's proud. He's proud to be able to read for a Cameroonian brother. But look at what is happening in the global aspect of the world today. Cameroonians are leaving Cameroon for greener pastures. We're a little bit in politics now because that's what the book is all about. And they're going for greener pastures. Now when they move out, they try to conglomerate with Ghanaians, Nigerians. Do you know that when Africans come together, they fight? Fight. Cameroon will fight with Nigeria. Nigeria will fight with the Ghanaian. I don't know in Uganda if Uganda will fight with the Zimbabweans or with the Malawians or with the South Africans. But there is always a fight. There is always a fight, my dear brothers. But there is no need for a fight. There is no need. In the chieftaincies of Africa, as decried by Dr. Nda, everything was shared. Why would you want to become a politician or a senator or a parliamentarian and have it all for you? No, it cannot be for you. It therefore means you are not black. You are white, colonial, too colonial. So Dr. Nda is trying to make us understand that the present Africa, where you and I are living, change is at the door. Rapid change is at the door. What do you believe in? What are your beliefs? Bring your beliefs to the forefront and let us be able to help the Africa in all its domain, be it economic, be it education, be it whatever that has been designed. Come in and help while reading the Black Book Doctrine. Somebody told me the other day that I am above 65. He said, I hardly sleep at night. I always get up at midnight. I don't sleep again. Then I will feel like sleeping by 5 a.m. in the morning. This is a tablet. Here you are. Get a book this evening, and when you're off sleep at home, open and try to see exactly what is he trying to say. What are some of the things that have been misguided? What is it that Africa cannot forgive? What is it? I think he blended almost everything in his 400 paragraphs. I will want to conclude here that the Black Book Doctrine has come to stay. It has come to stay. And I will pray that Dr. Nda, instead of you writing 156 pages, move up. Beef it up, work more harder, and have an explicit on the Kemet traditions of the old pharaohs. Because Most young men and women, they see the Maghreb zone as white. White Egyptian, white Tunisian, Algerian, white. They never knew that all of those areas were for the blacks. They killed them. They murdered them. They poisoned them and took over their chiefdoms. They took over their secrets and they went out back with it and they reused it. They brought it back to us and we're buying it. So I would pray that, Dr. Nda, as we're moving towards the primacy of leadership, I believe there's going to be a change. When I look at the audience, we have a lot of young men and very vibrant men and women who are ready to face what you have done in your book, the explicit of it. And I believe strongly that there's going to be a change. We are very grateful for coming in here. This is part of an aspect of the worth of the you. What are you worth of? Can you be able to share? If yes, then you're going to be the right leader to pull the trigger. And if you pull the trigger for nation building, I believe we're going to have real Africans for leaders of tomorrow. Those who understand exactly what it is all about. We still have almost 7,000 feet deep in the earth crust of Africa, a lot of untold minerals that belongs to the children of this beautiful planet. When we look at Cameroon, if we would take away hate, envy, jealousy, and move towards the aspect of honoring who is an elder, who is your colleague, your superior, hierarchy, and avoid using the internet only to destroy a brother or a sister, I believe then that Dr. Nda's book would have made a move for young Cameroonians and the people of Cameroon. I want to thank Dr. Nda. I want to thank Prof and those of the panel here. I want to thank all of you watching and listening to me. I am going to become a politician in the near future by trying to follow Dr. Nda. He can bring me out of my house on a day like this. I believe strongly he knows exactly what I can also play in nation building. Thank you all for coming. Thank you all for